Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants. Price may vary.
This episode of Comedy Bang Bang is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Plus, auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Quote now at progressive.com to see if you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates national average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. Jim Carrey, Jim Drop, Jim Pick Back Up Again, Jim Eat Anyway, Jim 5-Second Rule. Welcome to Comedy Bang Bang. Thank you to Roque for that wonderful catchphrase submission. And welcome to Comedy Bang Bang for another week. And we have, I know I always say it, but I truly believe it this week. We have a fantastic show. Coming up a little later, we have a child development expert. We're going to be asking them all of our questions about our children, other people's children, any child we've known or heard of or read about or seen on the silver screen. We are going to find out about them. We also have an educator coming up a little later. Now, if that doesn't sound exciting enough for you, two kind of brainy guests, then we have someone from the world of show business here. So people like famous people, right? And yes, stars are back. 2024 SAG, we closed it down, we made it happen, and now the stars are back to be on podcasts, and there are none brighter than this one. Let's list some of his credits: The Office, Silicon Valley, Playing House, Veep, The After Party season 2, and probably most importantly, he played, I believe it was Greg the Magnificent. Who was it? Greg the someone on Comedy Bang Bang, the television show.
I don't remember my particular moniker, but I do know that that was the kind of keystone.
Yeah, it was. Let me look this up. It was Greg, the Remarkable Greg. The Remarkable Greg.
What an underwhelming adjective to assign yourself.
Well, you were a magician.
Yeah.
And we thought that sounded the most boring because you were a really bad, boring magician who then also had telekinesis, I believe.
That's right.
Yes.
That's right.
Please welcome for the first time on the podcast, Zach Woods. Hi.
Hi. Thanks for having me. I'm excited to be here and a little bit shy.
Oh, it's great to have you. Big fan of your work. Have been chasing this down for 15 years. We finally landed you.
The White Whale.
Yeah. Our Moby Richard, if you will.
Thank you for that.
Yes, I like to clean it up.
Because that's why I didn't come on for a long time. That show's fresh. That show there's a freshness to that show, yeah. And I just can't abide that. So thank you.
But I am going to say a couple of dirty words right now. Okay. I hope you're prepared for them. But you have a new show called In the Know, and it's out now on Peacock.
Okay.
These are two just filthy, filthy words.
It's, frankly, it's kind of redundant thematically because one originates from the other.
Exactly, yeah.
I guess only P comes from... As far as I know, cock doesn't come from me.
But it's not like I'm saying, oh, this is my mouth food.
Yeah, that's true.
You know
true.
What I mean? Yeah, it's like, get rid of one of them.
Someone said, I can't remember who said this, it was on Twitter or something, but someone said that when HBO Max became HBO, it just became Max, they said, your move, Peacock, which I thought was funny.
What do you think they should have been?
What Peacock should have been?
Yeah.
Well, I think they just meant shorten it to cock.
Shorten it to cock? I get it.
I think that's what it meant. That's how I understood.
Could have been shortened into P, though.
Yeah, either way.
I was a little distracted. I was putting it on Do Not Disturb, which I forgot to do. So I checked in with you in the back half of that sentence.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah, please do.
For example, this just happened before we started recording. Mm-hmm. I said, I would like to pee.
Yeah.
some people say, I would like to use the restroom.
Hmm.
Do you feel that there's something gross about imposing an awareness on the people who are with you? That
I do. And to me, that I always feel like when someone clarifies that it's just pee, they're lying. And I think that they're really
jerking off.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
the white stuff is coming out.
You were right. You were right.
No, I do. I don't need to know what you, it's none of my business what you do in there. You don't have to tell me what you're about to do.
So you prefer I have to go to the restroom?
Sure. Or I'm going to go into this room.
That seems really much more suspicious. I would be nearly certain that the person was going to masturbate. I'm going to go into this room.
For an indeterminate amount of time, I'm going to be occupied in this room.
Right. However long it takes me to remember the exact face of my non-biological aunt.
Your biological aunt.
Non-biological.
Non-biological.
I was trying to think what would be an upsetting thing to.
Yes.
Anyway, I regret the.
You
past
see that
30
movie, Ants?
With Jerry Seinfeld, B Story.
That was B Story. No, the one I'm thinking of is the one with the ants in it.
I don't know. I think there's probably just one. I can't imagine they made that many movies about bugs. What are the odds?
I have 300 to 1. I don't know.
Scott, that'd be insane. That many movies about bugs?
Yeah. What's next? Dust mites?
Come on.
Get out of here. Get the fuck out. You ever do one of those animated movies? You in one of those?
Baby. Angry Birds 2.
You don't call me baby, first of all.
A little. Okay. What do you have a preferred pet name?
Honey Boo Boo.
Honey Boo Boo. I was in Angry Birds 2.
Wow. Why only the second one?
It's a good question, and it's a question that's for the Angry Bird czars. I don't actually know why I was rudely excluded from the first one.
Couldn't your character have been in the first one, and shouldn't they maybe do like a Kevin Spacey, hear me out, you know, when Kevin Spacey was they substituted Christopher Plummer in that movie for him? They could put you into number one retroactively.
Right. Or do like an Apocalypse Now Redux style version where it's like they add what was so sorely missing from Angry Birds 1. I'm not very good at voiceover, which is a problem because I'm in a new show.
Yeah.
But that was a little different. But when you're sealed in a booth and you're just talking to your own ears, it's hell. And I feel so, I had an acting teacher once, hold your applause, who said this thing. She was like, the key to good acting is finding something more important to do than giving a good performance. So if you can, you know, be invested enough in the person across from you and the kind of fictional circumstances, you lose yourself and the little satellite that orbits your head telling you how badly you suck sort of floats off into deep space.
But couldn't you be playing a character who has that orbiting thing saying you suck?
Well, luckily I've played mostly those characters, so it hasn't been too much of a liability. But I would say that when you're in a voiceover booth, it's like the universe has shrunk to the size of your self-consciousness, because you're hearing, as is happening right now, you hear your own voice projected into your own ears, and there's nothing, it's a dim room, so it's just you with your demons to keep you company, and I have a hard time with it. So Angry Birds 2 was a challenge for me.
Why are those rooms so dim? I've always wondered. They keep the lights low.
It's a very soothing environment separate from the task that you're there to perform.
But you're only there to perform that task.
I know,
so
it's weird.
Why not just make it like a harsh environment?
I know. Yeah, I think they should just lean in and just make their mirrors, like, it should just be four mirrored walls and like disapproving photos of your dad.
And now everything's on Zoom, so no one's even there with you. It's just like the worst circumstances to try to.
I met someone last night who worked on this show and who I'd only talked to on Zoom.
On the show that you're here to promote, which is, of course, In the Know on Peacock Now.
Yeah, and I wasn't just trying to worm it in there, I promise.
I get it. No,
but
worms, boy.
Yeah.
Speaking of animated movies.
Yeah.
That'd be a good one.
Who would you cast as the hero worm?
The hero worm. Gosh.
Angelica Houston.
So like a worm who's like pretty, but she doesn't know it. And she's shy.
Yeah.
I mean, Zellweger, probably.
Oh, that's actually a great idea.
Worked with her on Shark Tale. Of course. Never met her. But back to your story about never meeting someone. I never met Renee Zellweger. You just met someone who worked on your show, In the Know.
Right. And I'd only seen her on Zoom, and her face was completely different.
Then the Zoom face.
Yeah. I didn't recognize her. I said, who are you?
Really?
We've talked to each other a lot.
And did she give
any
kind
of
explanation of had she had?
She generously tap danced to try to like make my confusion normal. You know, that thing where like someone has done something egregious and then you quickly try to fabricate a justification to put them at ease.
She probably looks exactly the same.
To me, she looks so different. I don't know.
What do you think? Maybe she had her lips filled recently or something. What's her name? Let's find her on social media.
Her name is Sam. Sam, if you're listening, I apologize.
What does she do on the show? Let's talk about the show because it's such an interesting show. I'm not going to brag, but I've seen approximately one episode before it came out.
Thanks, Scott.
Can you imagine someone devoting that kind of time to something?
I can't. I don't watch anything. I mean, people will, dear friends of mine, loved ones will have things and I don't watch them.
Yeah.
So
there's got to be better things than like entertainment in this world, right?
Maybe. I think, it's a good question. Like, why aren't I more?
I'm not your therapist, so I don't really care. But,
yeah, you don't want to know the inner watchworks.
Yeah,
of
we don't
my
need
soul.
To solve this problem today, but okay. I do want to talk about your show. It's okay. called In the Know, and it's on Peacock. And would it surprise our listeners to learn? Is it? I know I can hear them all saying, "Is it animated? Is it live action? Is it improv? Is it scripted?" Guess what? It's all of those things.
Relax.
Just fucking relax.
Why are you using that tone with me? We've never even met,
exactly.
Hypothetical listener.
Exactly. But it's all of these things. It's live. It's animated. It's I can tell there's improv in it, but there are scripts. All tell me about this show because I'm sick of trying to describe it for these people.
Well, as you just said, it's a goulash. And I think that's
I don't
probably
think I used that.
Yeah, you said it's like it's babushka's goulash.
I don't know that I would use those precise terms as I'm
I
not culturally.
Well, I was offended by it because I was like, "Oh wow, he's like
appropriating,
Ashkenazi culture, and it's ugly." And
yeah,
but it takes place at an NPR station where the host is a gentleman named Lauren Caspian, who has a girlfriend who's also named Lauren, and she's a dreamer under DACA, but she's an MFA student from Montreal who's just here illegally. Although I don't think we ever mentioned that in the show. But anyway, this is unnecessary backstory.
I love a ton of specifics before we ever get to the premise.
That's it. I think you guys understand the show. So
it's about this guy and a lot of detail about this one particular person.
Exactly.
So he's not even a series regular.
He's the Lauren Caspian's the host, and there's a bunch of other people who work at the station. It's stop motion puppets. Puppeteered by the people who brought you Guillermo del Toro's Pinocchio from Shadow Machine.
Wow.
Yeah.
I can't believe it. Were they ever like, hey, maybe Pinocchio could be in this episode because they still had the puppet or anything?
Yeah. I mean, he's just hanging out at that studio now because he's like, he's really can only be typecast. And so it's really ugly. Like he kept offering to do stuff for me if I put him in the show.
Oh, yeah. That's terrible. Well, I mean, the good thing about him is he's sort of like Webster. He never ages, so he can always play the little boy parts.
Yeah, but it was gross. He was like, you can slap me around, do whatever you want. And I was like, I don't want to do that, and I don't want you in the show. And he was like, I'm a real boy. And I was like, I know,
really?
I know. But yeah, it was weird. He was such a little flirt, but I didn't feel like it was about me. I felt like it was about like opportunity, and I just wasn't comfortable with
that. Yeah, exactly. So, like if he actually wanted you to slap him around, then it would
God.
Be a different story. But
are you kidding me? Oh, yeah. But it was because I could tell. It wasn't, it's just lonely. I've been down that road before where you like get into like a tryst with a fantastical creature and then you realize they're just using you for your real world entertainment.
Like a wood nymph
connections.
Or an ent.
Yeah, it was like the faun. It was the guy from what's it? The guy, the faun from Narnia.
Oh, Mr. Tumnus.
Tumnus.
Yeah, that asshole. Jesus. Yeah.
Tumnus.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, well, that's the thing I've always wondered. Like, Mr. Tumnus is this way too, but like Scooby-Doo, we love him, right?
I've never seen him.
Oh, yeah, he's great. He's a dog.
I know of him, but I've never seen an episode.
Okay, so he has a TV show.
Okay.
They spin it off into a couple movies. And then what? He's just not in any other movies? Like, why can't he be in Maestro or something like that? You know what I mean?
Maybe he'll have like a Brendan Fraser style thing where he'll just play like in a massively overweight dog in like 20 years.
Sure. It doesn't have to be a branded Scooby-Doo movie, but we love Scooby-Doo. He's got such a high Q rating. Put him in other movies.
It's a good thing. It's funny. I guess that's true that the characters, although if you get like a Mickey Mouse, they can, some of them just pop across generations.
That's true, but we can use Mickey Mouse now.
Steamboat Willie, baby.
That's right.
Sorry.
Steamboat Willie in The Know, which is out on Peacock now.
He's not yet, but maybe one day. But I with Mr. Tumnus, I don't know why. I guess I brought him up when my father read me. You were talking about our parents earlier. My father read me Lion, Witch, and the Wardrobe when I was a kid. And there's a scene where
that's a commitment.
He was great. We would read like Neil Simon plays together.
Really?
And we'd do the voices and stuff. He was really a sweetheart and remains a sweetheart. He didn't be curdle with age. but he read me that book, and there's a scene where the queen is angry at Mr. Tumnus, and she goes, her goons go into Tumnus's cave and fuck up his house and ruin a picture of his dad, which is his only picture of his dad, as far as I know. And I remember my father reading that to me and finding it so desperately sad that I could not continue with the book. Something about my father reading about this guy losing his last remaining image of his father fucked me right up.
So did you say, "Father, please put down the novel.
We
cannot continue apace with this."
I did.
We need to cease all reading.
I think I had a slightly more effete way of saying it. I think I had a slightly more aristocratic tone of voice.
I'm trying.
I wasn't raised in the slums, Scott. I don't talk like gutter trash. Anyway, I don't know if I've summarized the show yet, but it takes place at an NPR studio. There's stop motion puppets.
You're like an, I don't know whether you're allowed to say this, but I believe I am.
Tell me.
You're like an Ira Glass type.
Yeah, he's kind of like a hybrid of like Ira Glass, Ezra Klein, Michael Barbaro, Terry Gross, Malcolm Gladwell, who all bear a kind of strange resemblance to each other. If you look at them, there's a kind of through line.
It's like they want to, too. You know, they all get the same pair of glasses and they all kind of style themselves the same way.
Oh, and this is important. This, if nothing else, this is important to me. If you're listening and you listen to The Daily starring Michael Barbaro, please Google image search Michael Barbaro sexy pose.
Okay.
And I'll just leave it at that.
I have to do this. I have to do this right now.
It has to be an image search.
Sexy pose. Okay. I'm not going to describe exactly what comes up because I'll leave that for the list. Oh.
You getting this one, Scott?
Yeah, I certainly am. I'm getting another one too, which is a couch.
What I'm saying. These guys are saucy.
I tell you. So you play sort of an Ira, if I may, glass half empty. Oh, fuck. I'm crying.
Scott just put a gun in his mouth.
Oh, shit. This is the end.
Don't do it. It's a flare gun.
I'll put it aside.
Okay.
Oh, fuck. Sorry. Okay. Anyway, so you play this character, and there are the other people who work at the NPR station,
yes,
including some on-air personalities. And then your character, it appears from the one episode that I watched, twice an episode you interview actual celebrities, and those are, a la Space Ghost, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
Those are live. They're over sort of Zoom.
Yeah.
So we're not seeing claymation or puppets of them. We're seeing them live.
Right.
And it weaves the interviews throughout storylines of what is going on with these characters.
That's great. That was a better... I've been explaining this show for a month, and you did it better than I've done it.
Well, yet. I saw an episode.
But thank you for doing that. But yeah, and then it's... The interviews are all... Except for one, which we scripted, which is sort of self-evident. But they're all improvised with the guests. And we have Mike Tyson, and we have Roxane Gay, and Ken Burns, and Jonathan Van Ness, and a million people. It's like, one thing I actually really love about NPR is if you listen to Terry Gross, she has a million different guests who are from all different businesses and pasts.
They'll have loan out companies, though, probably.
Yeah, she won't fuck with you if you don't have an LLC. But yeah. So we tried to do that with ours too, and just have a range of people.
And would you? I was imagining the way that you put the show together. Because, look, I'm a producer at heart. You know that. And I like to figure out how shows are put together. So I was kind of imagining how you would do the interviews.
Yeah.
I would imagine you did them as yourself, and you had like lists of questions and things you wanted to try. And those were kind of improv. Is that?
Yeah. The way it would actually work is Brandon Gardner, who co-created the show with me and Mike Judge, they wouldn't see me. Brandon would just say, "You're going to do this interview. We're going to put up a picture of this NPR host."
Ah.
And then so that they would never look at my face. So they're always just looking at a picture, and I would always just stay in character, and then we just do the interview that way.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So did they ever get to see the picture of you? At the end, like suddenly, like they show a picture of you and everyone goes, oh, more handsome. And then they applaud or anything like that. Or
no, it didn't happen that way. But they did see my face, but their reaction was comparatively muted to what you just described.
Well, it's let's describe who else is in the show. You mentioned Mike Judge. He also does a voice in it. But we have such luminaries as Carl Tart, a favorite on this show.
He's so lovely in it.
Who else do we have in this?
We have J. Smith Cameron. We have Caitlin Riley, Charlie Bushnell, and Mike Judge.
An incredible cast, wonderful guest stars. 6 episodes from what I'm guessing?
6 episodes, low commitment.
And they sent cookies over in anticipation of you being on this show. Peacock, they said, how many people are on the show? And I mentioned how many people. I thought they were going to send one cookie per person. They sent a box of cookies per person. So we're just swimming in the know cookies, and they are pictures of the character. So at some point I'm going to be eating your face.
That's correct. Yeah.
How do you feel about that?
I guess Peacock maybe has some sort of like pharmaceutical advertising, like diabetes medication or something. So they're just trying. It's a kind of,
they get them coming and going.
Yeah, it's a snake eating its own tail.
Exactly.
Yeah. But yeah, it's weird. I mean, I remember getting on television for the first time and the experience of seeing merch and stuff.
Your first television experience? Let me guess. The Office?
Yeah.
Yeah. And you had your character, whoever he may be. do you even
Gabe
remember?
The Remarkable.
It was Gabe. Oh, right. there was like Gabe merch and stuff like that?
No, but you would just see like for the show you were on or whatever. Mm. And there were like Silicon Valley, there started to be like stuff where you'd see like, oh, this is a little doll that looks like you're, or fan fiction. I like that. Like erotic fan art. I really like that.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Have you ever been reading like erotic fan fiction about one of your characters? And then you're reading and going like, wait a minute, I've done all this. And then you're like, who sent this? Who posted this?
You know, I grew up with a kid who was, I think, went on to be a Marine and was like from a kind of conservative family. And this is the sweetest thing. Adolescent boy, like loved sport, you know, just kind of like your prototypical like jock kid. But when he didn't like pornography, he liked to find old literary erotica and read it. Isn't that so sweet?
Read it to himself?
Yeah.
Other friends
would have like whatever Penthouse, and he would be reading about like whatever, like
Lady Shatterley's Lover.
Yes,
and stuff like
that's exactly right. That's
okay.
Exactly right.
That's, I mean, you know, that's what it was written for.
Isn't it sweet though that he felt? Yeah, I don't know how he found out. I'm sure
people, once the internet was invented, he's just like, oh, okay. Now I'm at Pornhub.
No, I think he was finding it on the internet.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
And one time we had a sleepover and I made him read a one-act play with me. I guess maybe because my dad would read us Lost in Yonkers, so then or whatever Neil Simon plays. So then I was like,
this will be fun.
Truly.
Me and
I was
my
like,
dad do this.
It was like an old, well, this is what I didn't realize. This is before I knew he liked the literary erotica. So I was like, let's read this 19th century British satire one-act play. And then we read it and he was like down. He did it. And then and then later I found out about the literary pornography and I was like, oh, yeah.
Huh. My instincts were spot on. I wonder if he got horny while we did this play.
Oh, interesting. I hope so. Mm. If he wanted to.
Man, I got to go to one of these sleepovers at your place.
Yeah,
these sound great.
I mean, they're not, just to be clear, it's not happening currently. That was when I was
Oh, really? Oh, okay.
Yeah, when I was age appropriate.
I thought this was like 2 weeks ago.
No, but if you wanted to sleep over at my house, you're legitimately welcome.
Could I really?
Welcome.
And I'm not talking about couch surfing. I'm talking about a real sleepover where like we're in the same room. You have like another bed, you know, like, and, or maybe we make a fort and stuff like that.
That's fun.
Yeah.
I would, the thing about sleepovers for me that was really interesting is just the like kind of scuba diving into another family and seeing like,
their
oh
traditions.
My God, it's not the same. I my first best friend was a born again Christian and my family were heathens, you know, we're just secular Jews and we would curse all the time. And we were playing Atari and I said, God damn it. And his mother, Judy, just like, oh my God, she wasn't even angry. She was just heartbroken. She just went, oh, we don't do that. We don't say that. And I was bewildered. Another time I was at my friend James's house and his parents were fighting. And then I came home and I was really upset. And I told my parents, I was like, James's parents are going to get a divorcement. And they did.
Oh, okay. You're right on the money with that.
Yeah, I was
wow.
right.
Wow. Okay.
Not to brag.
Well, In the Know is out now on Peacock. All 6 episodes are available. You would suggest watching all of them, or would you say like watch the odd numbered ones or the even numbered ones?
I'd say it depends what's going on in your life. You know what I mean? Like, if you got the time,
sure.
Yeah, be a completist.
Sure.
But, like, I don't know you. I don't know you.
Look, it's not like someone's going to watch this thing and then say, I watched your thing. What are you going to care? Like, it's like, okay,
I mean,
fine.
Don't get me wrong. No, I'm desperate for you to watch it. It's a labor of love. And, like, of course, I prefer not to just shout into an empty void. But, like, I don't know. Maybe, like, your kid has this, like
cystic fibrosis or something like that. And yeah, you don't have time.
Yeah. I'm not going to, like, sweat you about not watching my fucking show. That's for damn sure.
But and we're not saying that people who are in situations like that shouldn't watch the show. If
no,
you have the time,
anyone
I mean,
can watch.
It'll take your mind off some of your problems, probably, because it's a very funny show.
I watched, one of my parents had a major surgery, and the night before we watched Midnight Run. And it really hit the spot.
Yeah, it can relax you. It's like, what are you going to sit around thinking about this surgery that's going to happen, you know, or did happen all day and all night? No.
No, I asked my friend, because her mom had cancer, and I said, what's your advice? What's your advice? And she said, well, we watched a lot of comedies with strong female protagonists. And I was like, that's great. And so I picked Midnight Run with Robert De Niro.
And Charles
no,
Broden.
Not a woman in sight. But
try and think of a single woman in that,
yeah,
in that show.
It was, yeah.
You got Joey Pants.
That's it. It was like a Shakespeare play. It was all men. Yeah.
Well, In the Know, out now on Peacock. You can find it pretty easily by going on your Peacock app, typing in the Know, or probably Zach Woods would make it come up. It probably might be on the main page if you get it there soon enough. Probably.
God, I hope so.
Yeah. Maybe The Holdovers is there on the main page.
Don't watch The Holdovers.
Watch In the Know. Now, if you have some time after In the Know and you want to
watch it. No, don't. Guys,
just don't watch
The
Holdovers.
Straight from the top of the, this is straight from the top of the Peacock food chain. Do not watch The Holdovers.
I'll tell you one thing: there aren't Holdovers branded cookies here on the table. Nothing with Paul Giamatti's face.
I haven't seen the movie, but you know, I just prefer you not watch it.
Yeah, I get it. We get it. All right, we're gonna take a break. Zach, can you stick around because we have some very interesting guests? I think who are really up your alley here. We have
Thank
a
you.
Child development expert. We also have an educator. I think this is a classy show today.
Yeah, that's good because again, it's been fresh in the past, and I really hate that.
I appreciate you raising the bar for us. So I appreciate that. Yeah. We're gonna take a break. When we come back, we'll have more from Zach Woods. More Comedy Bang Bang. We'll be right back after this. Are you looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the moms in your life? Well, what if I just said, tough luck, and then ended it? No, I actually have the perfect gift, and I stand by this one 100%. I've talked about it. Aura Frames are beautiful Wi-Fi-connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. How many photos do you think you've taken in your life? Four? More? Well, it's unlimited how many photos you can share on this thing. And I believe me, I've tested it out. It is super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving Aura as a gift, you can personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. And that's what I did. I gave these to all of my loved ones. And we put photos of our new baby into the frame. And they love it. My mom would rather watch the Aura frame than TV. She just sits there like watching the new photos come up. She loves it. I love them. I think it's one of the greatest inventions to ever be invented. Thank goodness whoever did it. I couldn't. Mr. Aura, if you're out there, we love you. And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That is AuraFrames, AuraFrames.com. Use code BANGBANG at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Comedy Bang Bang, the podcast, is sponsored by Squarespace. Squarespace, you know what it is. It's the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. With Squarespace, it is easy to create a beautiful website to engage with your audience all on your terms. And let me tell you something, you do not want to miss Fluid Engine. Oh, Fluid Engine is here, a next-generation website design system from Squarespace. You start with a best-in-class website template and then customize every design detail with reimagined drag-and-drop technology for desktop or mobile. And with the new asset library, you're able to manage all your files from one central hub and use them across the Squarespace platform. So head to squarespace.com for a free trial. When you are ready to launch, of course, go to squarespace.com/bangbang to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. Remember the first time you learned how to ride a bicycle? Just taking your feet off of the ground and putting them on those pedals. And oh no, nothing's holding you up except your own sense of balance. Oh gosh, the nostalgia for something like that. Well, you know what? You can experience it again this spring. Get out there, enjoy the weather, and recapture the magic of riding a bike with Electric E-Bike. That's right. They have an amazing variety of models built for riders of all abilities, including mine, poor. It's never been easier to fall in love with riding again. Go to electricebikes.com to discover e-bikes that start at just $799. With the XP Lite, anyone can ride with a variety of models designed to be a better mode of transportation. There's the zippy and affordable XP Lite, a great start to any e-bike journey. And we also have the Expedition. That's right, the letter X and then Pedition, a sturdy and versatile cargo e-bike that can hold up to 450 pounds. You know what? Electric e-bikes, they gave my good friend Paul F. Tompkins one of these things. He loves it. He's tootling around every day on it. Ring, ring. Hello. Hello, everyone. It's improved his social life. He used to be a hermit. He used to be sort of a Scrooge-like miser character. And now he's out there on that electric e-bike saying hello to the entire community. And you can, too. Go full throttle into spring with Electric e-bikes, the number one selling e-bikes in the nation. Get your adventure started at electricebikes.com. Please, please, please mention the Comedy Bang Bang the podcast sent you in the post-checkout survey. That is electric, L-E-C-T-R-I-C, and then ebikes.com. That's how you get there. Okay, bye. Comedy Bang Bang, we're back. Zach Woods is here. In the Know is out now on Peacock. Why is it called In the Know?
I think there's something about, like, okay, this is a little shade.
Okay, we're throwing people some like shade that. Here. I love that. Yeah.
People gonna, like a bit of shade.
Are we going to make gossip rags?
We're
going to
make
here?
Gossip rags.
Okay, I love it.
So, Alec Baldwin had a podcast called Here's the Thing.
Mm-hmm.
And this was my experience listening to that show. He would get really interesting people on, and he would ask them questions. They would start to answer the question. And then he was so eager to advertise that he knew exactly where they were going that he would cut them off and finish their answers in ways that seemed totally obviously not to where they were going to me. But it was that kind of thing. Or like Seinfeld with comedians in cars getting coffee, where these kind of like these like little confederations of people who are sort of understand the talk. You know what I mean? Like I watched that show. I enjoyed that show. But you know, being like, as comedians, we know the way this works, you know? So that kind of thing, that kind of like the self-satisfied insularity of someone like Lauren Caspian, I felt like would lead to a name like In the Know. And I also think there's that thing of like wanting to... I think there are people who feel like their value is their familiarity with cultural references. It's like people feel like what they have to contribute is their kind of almanac-ness or something, as opposed to just being like a squishy, boring, sweet person, you know? And those people drive me bananas because they're tiring to be around, because you endlessly have to be validating that, yes, that is impressive that you've seen that. And yes, I've never seen that, but you have. And
I'm
on
trying
and on.
Desperately not to interrupt you so you don't think I'm like Alec Baldwin.
Well, I was talking for a long time. Please put me out of my misery.
Now you see why he does it.
I feel embarrassed. I feel
uncross your arms. We're in a safe space here. We like each other. We're friends.
I like you.
All right. I like you. Let's get to know our next guest, though. What do you say? Because maybe we'll like them.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah, that would be great. She's a child development expert. Do you have, I don't know your personal situation. Do you have children?
No, I have none.
None, zero.
So zero children.
Yeah, so the sum total of your children is zero.
That's
at this
right.
Point. Okay. I have, the sum total is one. So I have a recent child. And so I'm very excited to talk to her about maybe what's in store for my child. And this is a serious subject. So I'm glad that we have someone who's an expert on. Please welcome Margot Titz.
I'm sorry, what was the, can I just, what's her name?
Margot Tits.
Hi there. Thanks for having me on the show, Scooters.
Hi, Margot. Yeah.
Yep. It's me, Margot Tits. I am an early childhood development expert.
When you say early child, meaning early childhood, or you are an early adopter to the world of child development?
Both and neither. So earlier than you could ever imagine, when the baby starts growing, it's so early on. Now, I've written a book called Raising Kids. I'm an expert on raising kids.
Raising kids.
Raising kids.
Raising kids.
Because
like
it's so
California
early?
Raisins?
Like it's like they're like just tissue, like a raisin, like in the womb?
Yeah. Like.
Yeah. Okay. Sure.
No.
You don't have to yes and this.
No, I am an expert on raising kids. Now, what's a raisin kid? It's a kid that's so small. It's the size of a raisin.
Okay. That's what we're... Okay.
You know, premature baby?
Yeah, I...
Is that a specific person? Do you know premature baby?
He's a mascot for the local hospital. Oh, premature baby. Okay. You've never seen him?
No, I haven't seen him.
I work with him on, you know, educating the public on different kinds of babies, okay? So...
Wait, is your job just to educate us about the different types of babies? Because
well, and specifically, I guess, raisin kids. Okay. So now when a baby is premature, it could be a week premature. That's kind of what we call the big fat ones.
Wait, okay.
And on the other side of the scale, you could be...
Maybe one day premature.
You could be eight and a half and 12 days premature. And that is a raisin kid.
That's not as far back as the scale goes, too, by the way.
As far back as it goes, yeah.
Okay.
Because the raisin kids are still living and they get sent to the special incubator in Ontario.
Oh, I see. Okay, Ontario. Are you Canadian, by the way?
No.
Okay, yeah, you have a Canadian air about you.
Oh, right? I'm from Minnesota.
Oh, you are? Oh, okay,
raisin
wonderful.
Capital of the world.
I did not know that. My wife is from Minnesota and she does not like raisins. Maybe that's why.
I'm married, Scott. You don't have to say, oh, I my said, wife, this. I'm not coming on to you.
Okay, I said I was married.
I know. You're trying to tell me that you're married as if I'm doing something inappropriate to you.
You're not. I mean, you are very close to me right now.
I hugged your lower back tight when I met you.
Yeah, it made...
Maybe too low.
I have a recent lower back tattoo as well, and it's very itchy, and so it kind of irritated it.
Oh, I could feel the Band-Aid crinkling under your shirt. What is the image of the
tattoo?
It's
a mermaid.
Nice.
But it's really small because that Band-Aid covers the whole thing. It's just a tiny little mermaid on your leg.
Yeah, but
oh, mermaid, big Band-Aid.
Requested a giant Band-Aid.
Sensitive back skin.
I don't like to waste Band-Aids. I don't want to constantly put on a new one. I just want a big one I can move around.
Were you a premature baby by any chance?
I was not. No, I was to the day.
Really?
I believe, yeah.
How come your body's so...
Yeah.
So like that.
Explain. So like what?
So, well, it's stretched in the middle and it's melted on the hands. Big, tall, but not really, you know, emotionally big.
Yeah,
taking up
yeah.
a little bit of space, as if, you know, early origins would suggest, not fully developed.
No, I don't know how to explain that other than just, you know, like not working out, maybe.
You got the premature riz, the kids are calling it.
Exactly, yeah. So tell me about your work. What exactly do you do? Do you have an office? Do you...
Well, I'm on a mission to raise awareness for raising kids because... Okay. You see, what happens is they get sent to a special hospital in Ontario, the Shania Twain Memorial Hospital.
Oh, that's a...
She's not dead. We're just remembering her. And
remember people.
We can remember her.
Yeah.
Don't call in.
Yeah, don't.
Don't get upset.
Don't be complaining about like, oh my God, you made me think Shania Twain was dead.
Well, and she's going to be eventually.
We all are. Zach, you ever think about that?
About Shania Twain's death?
Yeah.
Every day.
Yeah.
Shania Tumnus.
How do you think she's going to go?
Oh my God. I think just like...
Hopefully like while she's doing something she loves.
I hope it's just that she transcends. She just passes over.
Yeah.
She just
like,
hits
like
a note.
In the middle of a big concert, she's singing like, you hear that, boys? And she sings about who...
She goes, man, I feel like a woman.
Yeah, Brad Pitt or whatever she's singing about. And then just suddenly she just like, just like Jesus. Just right just up like to heaven.
Yep.
Remember when Jesus went up to heaven? He was like,
yep.
He just went up.
His reggaeton stuff was pretty offensive, honestly.
Yeah. It really was. It's like, Jesus, I know you're Middle Eastern. So there's...
Jesus.
Yeah. So tell me...
So special hospital for the premature kids that are on the raisin side of the scale. And so now what I'm here on the podcast to talk about is there's been a terrible mistake.
Oh, no. A mistake.
Now, I was in charge of the raisin kids, and I took them for a field trip to, unfortunately, the Kellogg's factory.
No.
And they went on the Beltline, and they got themselves into the two scoops of raisins in every Kellogg's box of raisin brands.
All of them?
All of them. Okay. So now...
How many souls are we missing?
At least 400,000.
You brought 400,000 raisin kids?
Well, they're a little itty-bitty. They almost fit in my purse.
Oh, my God.
What do you mean they almost, you tried to put.
I brought also a backpack, a second person, a bowling bag.
Oh, okay.
So I brought them over there.
So sort of like when you get a milkshake, you get an extra cup or something like that?
Exactly. Yeah. And I was at the factory. I was showing them around. I had to go pee.
Gross.
In the bathroom.
You were going into that room over there for an indeterminate amount of
time.
That's
right.
Okay.
And what I was really doing was doing poo.
You were.
But
I
told them pee. I told them pee. And when I came out, they were all gone. And I said, oh, Christ. They've gotten on the belt and they've gone now distributed to America.
Oh, no. So anyone who's eating Raisin Bran right now.
Yeah.
Oh, this is a terrible, terrible story.
So you got to check to see, you know, do I have a raisin or do I have a raisin kit?
How can we check? What are the differences?
Well, you can take a raisin and you can hold it underwater. If you see little bubbles coming out, it's screaming for its life.
Okay, that's the only method.
It's not the only
way. Okay, because this seems cruel. It seems like waterboarding these poor little raisins.
Don't do it for long. If you see a bubble, as soon as you see a bubble, take it out.
The minute you see one bubble?
The minute you see one bubble, and it's going to be a small one.
This should be a two-bubble test.
No, it's not the two-bubble test. That's for higher up on the preemie scale.
Okay. For the big fat ones.
That's the big fat preemie test. And that's kind of, you shouldn't be testing it. It's like, if you've got a big fat preemie baby, you know what it is. Don't test it.
I would prefer to test.
Why? What are you worried that it's going to be?
I just don't want to find out that I was wrong and it's not.
And it's not premature?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
If it's on time, I want to know.
Hmm.
Because if you're late, you're early. You know, the whole thing. If you're early,
of course.
Yeah. 5 minutes early is being on time.
That's
yeah.
right.
People need to, every single raisin that's in your Raisin Bran.
Yep.
You need to hold underwater for how long?
Just a moment. As soon as you see a bubble, take it out. Or, you know, check for things like little eyes, little boots, pants.
Boots?
Pants. If it's wearing clothes at all, it's a raisin kid.
Okay. Any kind of clothes. And this is, I can imagine the Post, or this is Kellogg's, right? Kellogg's Raisin Bran. I can imagine the Kellogg's company maybe making a cereal that has like raisins with clothes on it.
They do. They have, it's a fruity, it's a part of Fruity Pebbles. It's Fruity Pebbles now with raisins with clothes on. So you have to be really careful.
Really, yeah. First of all, check the box. That's step one. If it's Raisin Bran, not Fruity Pebbles, now with raisins with clothes.
Well, here's the thing. Some of the raisins with clothes on are actually raisins.
Oh, no.
So that makes it extra complicated. Because they have, you know, they made little sugar pants for the raisins for a gimmick. But what they didn't know is that some of those kids are really raising kids that had their own pants. They put a double pair of pants on a raisin.
This is too complicated. What happens if I just eat them?
Well, it gets even worse.
What happens?
You know how gremlins, they eat milk and they can become more gremlins?
Scott,
you know how gremlins eat milk and become more gremlins.
Like, that's not covered in the movie.
Scott, whatever this cute flirtatious act is, oh, pretend I don't know a movie.
You
and
are nose to nose with me right now. Back
her explain it
up.
To me.
Back up.
It does.
I can smell your tattoo from here. Okay.
It's a scratch and sniff.
It smells like blood.
Well, that's the scent that I wanted. Okay, but
it does feel like you're laundering your flirting by mentioning your wife, because but I don't know. Are you married, Margo?
My husband's dead. Thank you.
You said you were married.
Yeah, but married once and married forever into the grave. Wear a sweater. Wear a sweater, wear it not, take it off. When you get hot, kiss your husband once or twice. Married forever, roll the dice. And that's from the Bible.
I haven't heard that particular book. Is that Psalms? Or I know a lot of those rhyme.
It's from Mormo Jehoho Christi Buddhism.
Oh, okay.
And this that's what I subscribe to.
I see. So so you're never going to marry again. You're never going to dance again.
I'm never going to marry again.
If only I had a
saxophone. Those kids that are really raisins.
So now you're spending all your time devoted to this.
That's exactly
nice.
Right. Because what I was going to say about the gremlins, which you claim to not understand in a flirtatious way, is that if you do happen to be one of these raisin kids, it embeds itself inside intestine and becomes, makes more.
Oh, no. So then you have so many of these kids. It's like parasites.
Have you ever pooped out a raisin, Scott?
I mean,
that's given birth. That means if you saw one, there's about 40,000 others in the toilet bowl. And they eat poop to stay alive.
What? Zach, have you ever heard the like? I
never wanted kids before. And that continues.
Yeah, I guess I was lucky with what happened with mine. I mean, just came out kind of.
Oh, you had a regular size?
Regulation size, yeah. Just
that is lucky.
Yeah.
But you don't know. You should check the house. You might have raisin kids in there.
Oh, no, really?
Yes.
I've pooped out corn before. Are those kids?
I'm not sure. I don't deal with that species.
You don't deal with corn?
Did you say that species?
Yeah.
Is it different?
Corn kid, I don't know it. But I think they have
corn kid, I don't know it.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Well, so what your advice to people out there?
Check your raisins.
Check your raisins. If you have raisins in the raisin, now can they be normal raisins like Sun-Kissed and stuff like that? None of them ended up there.
The blonde ones are yellow.
Okay, the blonde ones are yellow.
The brunettes are brown.
Okay. Redheads?
Crazy.
Any gingers?
Okay, you're flirting with me again, and I can tell.
What do you think it's about?
What do you? Can I ask about this? When you guys are flirting with each other, do you think, like, what is the end game? Is it just to feel reconnected to the ways in which you're attractive? Or do you feel like you're actually trying to make something happen?
I haven't been able to flirt with anyone in over two decades at this point, so it's just like, I want to remember how it feels to be alive.
Right.
And what made you choose me as your first one? In 20 years. I mean, I'm flattered.
I don't know. There was a sense of sadness with your husband's death. How did he die? Do you mind me asking?
Bathtub.
Fell on?
Don't just bathtub, Scott. Come on.
Don't be rude.
You don't have to be like flirt. I get it, you're the bad boy in the flirtation, but like you find
I'm trying to neg her.
It was bathtub. He died bathtub.
Okay.
For me, I'm obviously lonely. And when I see someone who I think, and I was wrong, but I thought you were a premature baby grown up into a man, which is always my sweet spot.
Sure. Was that your husband?
Yeah.
That's how you got interested. That's how bathtub got him.
Yeah.
And before I came on the show, Scott was like, "You gotta come today because my guest has a smoking hot last name." And I was like, "Oh yeah." He's like, "Oh, one of the hottest last names I've ever seen."
That was how Zach agreed to do the show. It's been 15 years you haven't done the show, and suddenly it was the tits that got you. Yeah,
and I'm the tits will get you.
It was a cold email. We haven't spoken in years, and I was just like, "Zach, you gotta come, man. You gotta come here. This last name is fucking smoking hot. You gotta get over here." And he went to your credit. You were over here
I left because I was at
45 minutes is a. I don't want to give away exactly where you live or your assassination coordinates, but yeah. It's 45 minutes.
It was 45 minutes. And he said, "I'm going to flirt like my life depends on it." That's what he said to me.
Oh, really? Yeah. Well,
yeah. So, I mean,
you're doing so far so good.
I'm doing good.
Hey, let's hope I forget about bathtub by the end of this. Because I'm always sad and I'm always thinking about it.
Yeah, I'm so sorry. That's
anyway. So check your raisins for pants, and if they're sugar pants made by the Kellogg's factory, you'll be able to lick them off. But if you can't lick them off, that's a real trouser.
So lick the pants, but
don't do it in a perverted way. These are children.
Jesus.
Do you recommend getting consent before you do this?
Of course.
Okay, so ask the raisin child whether you have consent to lick his pants off, and if they say yes, that's one clue as to whether it's a raisin child.
It's a clue for sure.
You put them underwater.
You still have to give them a dunk.
All right, this is good to know. Okay, so this is like an alert out there to all parents or all people who want to be parents or people who have parents or people who used to have parents. I don't know why we're talking about parentage, but this is anyone who's eating cereal out there needs to know about this.
Yeah, because we got to get these kids back to their parents.
Can I ask a question? Once they do, let's say they are rescued from the Kellogg situation or whatever, they have childhoods. Do you parent a former raisin baby differently as it grows up, or is it still the same approach?
Well, I don't know because they haven't been reintegrated. The first batch of raisin babies we ever saw was in 1994 because of Nintendo.
What happened with Nintendo?
When people are playing Nintendo, what it does is it fries up your ball sack. Makes a baby smaller than ever.
Because the controller is right next to your...
And it sends a Wi-Fi signal through the sperm and the gelatin.
So
that's what made the whole influx of these babies. Second, and now they...
You ever play Nintendo back in the 90s?
Sure, yeah.
Oh my God.
Did you hold the controller right under your balls?
Yeah.
Yes.
Don't have kids.
Don't have kids.
Because it'll be the gelatin.
It dealt with the gelatin for sure.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, that's a bad situation. And now, I was an Atari guy, so...
Oh, you're safe.
Okay, good.
You're safe.
Okay.
That's why you have your gorgeous little baby.
Yeah. Okay, so anyone who had played Nintendo in the 90s between 1994 and what years, would you say? When did they fix this problem?
It was fixed in 2001 when Hilary Duff came out with her first album.
Oh, okay. Was that related at all?
Because something about the quality of her voice is good for... semen.
It's like massaging. It's good at, so Hilary Duff's voice is what you're trying to say is good at like making semen sort of
in health. And
now you said that, and that's a soundbite from you.
Hilary Duff's voice makes semen brew in testicles. in such a manner that it makes it potent and
it's
viable.
It's a healing force. It is a healing force. Let the rain come down.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
Well, this is important information for people out there to know.
Because if you let those raisin kids run amok in your house, they have, you know, certain diabolical needs and ways, and they might be trying to destroy your family.
They'll kill a dog. They're toxic.
They've killed dogs. Yeah.
I thought the fear was we were going to kill them by eating them. You're saying they're going to run amok in our houses?
Well, and I'm saying you can't even eat them because they will procreate in your intestine. And when you poop them out, 40,000 more come.
I see.
So I'm not worried. If you could chomp one up good enough, but something tells me when you throw a yogurt parfait down your gullet, you're not really chewing. Am I wrong?
You know,
big strong boy like you, huge mouth.
I want to protect these choppers here. I don't want to use them all that much. So I just, I swallow everything whole.
Yep.
Yeah.
Now, let me ask you, because you're saying big, strong boy like you and things like that. If you guys had a kind of sliding doors situation, of course, you're happy in your lives.
Where like I slide my door and Kulap goes out and she comes in. Is that
exactly
what you're talking about?
Like it's a shadow life. Like, of course, you have your own lives. But if you were to wander into a different reality in which you were belong to each
we're
other.
We're talking about parallel universes, much like Across the Spider-Verse.
Exactly.
On VOD now.
Ah, Madame Web.
Sure. How do you think
damn web.
What do you think would be your big, like, what would you think would be your strong suits as a couple and also the things that you would be the kind of recurrent fights?
I think communication is one of our strong suits.
Absolutely. I would say biggest fight. I'd say, don't get in the bathtub, please. Please don't go because I could
but
see
I need
him
to
going
wash
the
myself.
Same way as the other, as my other husband.
What do you want me to take showers every day? I can't do that.
Similar body as my other husband with the premature ankles, which no offense, but you have in a
that's
big
okay.
way.
No, yeah.
And then the rest of the body seeming kind of stretched, but normal.
Yeah.
You'll slide down the drain. Like a slippery little packet of ketchup. You'll be gone in a heartbeat.
What if I put ankle weights on?
They have to
that
be big.
That accelerates it, I would think.
Ankle sombrero would work a bit better. Because it's not about the weight. It's about the width.
So this is one of our recurring fights.
Yeah, see, we're already fighting. But the communication is on point.
That's right, because it's a healthy back and forth.
We're saying it with love. We're maintaining eye contact.
That's right.
It's nice. I honestly, the fights you guys have right now feel better to me than like warm conversations I've witnessed between my own parents.
Yeah,
you know?
And especially your friend's parents on that sleepover.
Oh my God! Yeah.
Oh my God! They got a divorce. Was it the next day or was like did they file the paperwork literally within the week?
I wasn't a part of the bursar's office or whatever. Mm. Who'd ever adjudicate
you weren't notarizing that. Any of the
I
paperwork?
I did very little notary work as a boy, and it's one of the things I
interesting.
Don't feel good
well,
about.
Well, this is good information to know, Margo.
In the know.
In the know, that's right. Yeah, and In the Know is out now on Peacock, but we need to take a break. Margo, can you stick around?
Of course.
Because I kind of promised Zach, you know, like...
That you could flirt with my last name?
Well, just that someone with this hot last name was going
to
be here for...
Of course.
Okay, great. All right. We're going
to
take a break.
Do you want me to say Margo Tits, signing off?
I love it.
Okay.
All right. So can you say Hillary Duff makes semen grow?
Hillary Duff makes semen grow, and I'm Margo Tits.
All right. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back. We have an educator on the show. We'll be right back with more Comedy Baby after this. You gotta admit, shopping for humans, it's so hard. But you know what? Shopping for your dog? Oh, that's easy thanks to Bark. Every month, Bark delivers toys and treats just for your pup. They deserve to be spoiled, don't they? Every month? Why not? At Bark, we send your dog a whole new collection of toys and treats made just for them every single month, whether it's fun plush toys from BarkBox or ultra tough toys from Super Chewer, Bark gives your dog exactly what they want. And for a limited time, Bark will double your first box for free. To get your free upgrade, go to BarkBox.com/bangbang. That's BarkBox.com/bangbang. Now, we have been Bark subscribers for a long time, and we would get the boxes every month, and our dogs love them. In fact, they love them so much. The opening of the package, they would be jumping up on us. They loved them so much that after a few months, any package that was delivered, they thought it was for them. And they would get very, very excited. We'd say, no, this is actually just a book that I ordered. It's very, very exciting when you give a BarkBox. Sign up now at BarkBox.com/bangbang for an exclusive offer. This ad is over now. Let's go back to petting our dogs.
Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 bacon bundle. because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the bacon cheese slider, 1921 bacon cheese slider, or chicken bacon ranch slider, and also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 bacon bundle. White Castle. Follow your crave.
Comedy Bang Bang, we're back. Zach Woods is here. In the Know, out now on Peacock. A mere 3 hours of your life could be devoted to this. Probably a little less, maybe 2 hours, 45 minutes, somewhere around there.
Yeah.
It's not even the size of one Godfather.
I think the selling point of this show is brevity. If nothing else, it's not long.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, it's not short.
No.
But it's like right there in that sweet spot where you're like, oh, this is a thing, definitely.
Yeah, like if you're about to throw on Gandhi or
out of Africa.
Yeah, or, you'd be like, yeah, it's essentially the same experience, but you know, more lulls.
so
more
your
lulls
show
in the action, just dead space.
Probably both, lulls, if I'm being honest. But I meant lulls, like LOLs.
But I would say that Gandhi is like your show, but with more lulls.
Lulls, L U L S.
Yeah, so which makes it 3 hours.
That's right.
Yeah, same amount of content.
Someone should do a cut of Gandhi where they just take out all the dead air.
Yeah, I know. Movies back in the 80s, man, so fucking slow. Let's, you know, tighten this up, tighten it up. Well, we need to get to our next. Oh, by the way, Margot Tits is here.
Hello, and tits in your face.
Is that how you answer the phone? That might be a problem if we were to get together.
Well, if it's the phone, I say tits in your ear. Okay. But if someone comes to the door,
it's FaceTime or a Zoom, or
if
even to
FaceTime,
the door,
I'll say tits in your face. And if it's at the door,
man?
I'll say tits at the door.
Okay. Was he your husband who went through the bathtub? Was he Mr. Tits?
Don't just cavalierly say, was he your husband that went through the bathtub? Do you know how painful that was for me?
I'm so sorry.
Have you ever watched a loved one slink down the drain, never to be seen again?
No.
Hear a scream for a mile long like this. Ah! Splash.
Has that ever happened, Zach?
No, it hasn't. And if it has, I've blocked the memory.
So then keep my husband's name out of your goddamn mouth.
So it is his name. His last name.
He's Tits, yes.
Okay, that's the question you wanted to ask.
Yeah, I just wanted to know, did you keep your maiden name, or
was there a discussion with you of like, I don't want to take that name, or did you jump at the chance?
Well, I was Broobs before.
Oh, okay.
So I was going to hyphen to Broobs.
Like Bro-boobs?
Broobs. I don't know. It's a French name.
Oh, okay.
So I just went Tits. And my husband, my late husband's name was Bigla.
Bigla.
Bigla Tits. Bigla
Tits. Okay. Like Big Little Tits?
No. Like le as in
as
the
in
French
le, as
art,
in
article.
Yeah.
That makes a lot more sense.
L-E-S.
No, that's plural. It was singular.
Oh, okay.
L-E.
I haven't taken French. I just
Big Little Tits.
Big Little Tits. Well, R.I.P. Big Little Tits.
Thank you. Again, with that flirty nature, Scott.
It's hard to say R.I.P. but while being flirty.
He gave me a little wink when
I
said R.I.P. Big Little Tits.
I pulled it off. All right, well, we need to get to our next guest. She's an educator. This is so exciting to have
another woman on the podcast.
Another woman on the podcast. Can you imagine, too?
I can't wait.
This is incredible. Please welcome to the show, Mrs. Maxey.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi. Oh, I'm sorry. Is Mrs. Maxey? I thought.
Yes, I am Mr. Gunlock. I am here filling in for Miss Maxey. She's out today, so I'm a substitute. I'm a emergency certified substitute teacher.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I guess I could have. What is your name again?
Mr. Gunlock. Mr. Gunlock.
I can call you Mr. Gunlock.
Yep. You can call me Mr. G if you want, Mr. Gun. Mr. Locke, either any of those works.
Mr. G is cool. It sounds cool when I say it, right?
Yeah.
About Mr. Goo?
Mr. Goo? I've not been called that, but that can be our special thing. I like to have a special nickname with every one of the students I have in class.
Oh, really? So it's like the special handshake? You know?
Yes, but I'm not allowed to touch students, so I don't do that, but I do nicknames.
Is that personal to you, or is that every teacher is not allowed?
Every substitute teacher, you have three things that you're trained on. Don't touch students. That's part of your mandatory reporter of child abuse, and also don't touch students. Bloodborne pathogens and classroom management. Those are the three things that you're trained on to become an emergency sub.
Oh, okay. And what is the emergency? What happened with Mrs. Maxine? I was
you know
really
what? If she wanted
to
you to know that, I'm sure she would have told you.
Oh, okay. I honestly, I kind of wish she had just canceled instead of sending. I mean, do you know about what she was going to talk about?
No, or? You know, she didn't leave me a lesson plan or anything that I know of.
Okay.
But, you know, I know how to handle a classroom and I know how to handle groups of people. So we're going to use my classroom management skills to make sure everybody's doing all right. Okay. Thank you all for sitting down.
Oh, sure. I mean, yeah, I mean, we're adults too. So it's actually kind of fun for us to sit down. It's like standing is worse. Whereas I think when you're a child, it's the opposite. They want to be, you know, they have so much energy.
Well, what you do is you make sure instead of calling out bad behavior, you want to make sure that you're complimenting good behavior. Okay. So I want to say thank you all for sitting down. Thank you all for behaving and being quiet.
I'm sitting on Scott's lap.
And I would say, as that's an unwanted behavior because you're not supposed to be touching
Scott
each other, I'd say over
it.
Here to Zach, thank you for not sitting on anybody's lap.
Oh, no
Zach.
Problem. No, yeah. I
Can I thank her for sitting on my lap? Because that's a behavior that I like.
Well, are you trying to manage the classroom?
I could. Ooh, do you want
he's
me
got
to?
You there, Scott.
Well,
are we flirting now?
A little bit. And that's very inappropriate. I'm not allowed to do that at all.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Oh, I want to try too. Mr. Goo, is it true what they say about your goo?
Oh, what do they say about my goo? I'm not allowed to ask that. I apologize.
Post stuff goo.
Hey, can I talk to you for a second, Margo Tits?
Sure, of
I don't
course.
Like you talking
Tits
to
in
him.
Your face.
Mr. Goo here.
Okay, look, Mr. G. Mr. Gunn.
Yeah, hold on. I do have to take attendance.
Oh, okay. Sure. Yeah.
You can ask me your question when I'm done, all
sure,
right?
Sure. Yeah. Go
we
ahead.
Get
yeah,
these whatever done. They need. Want this done in the first 10 minutes.
Whatever you need.
Is there Angela?
I mean, there's three of us. You
yeah,
know,
I can
not...
tell you who we are if right. would be
Diego?
Time. Nate, what?
Diego?
Diego? No.
Diego.
No Diego.
Folly. Thaley? No. It's T-H-Y-L-I.
T-H-Y-L-I?
T-H-A-Y-L-I.
T-H-A-Y-L-I. No, there's no one even like that.
All right.
I can tell you their names. Zach Woods.
Yeah.
Okay. Margo Tits.
Okay.
Me.
All right. Josue?
No Josue.
Maybe that's Josue?
No Josue either.
All right.
No.
Okay. So it's just the three of you. We'll do that. All right. I don't need you to tell me when someone's not here. I'll know from the silence.
I really don't think silence on a podcast is really like the optimal.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know you guys were working on a podcast.
No, here. This is why you're. No, see, Mrs. Max, this is not a class. This is not a class.
Huh?
Mrs. Maxine was a guest on the show. She was going to talk to me about how to educate young children. And I mean, this is like this is kind of like an NPR show.
Yeah.
I mean, you know,
okay.
Zach Woods is like a famous actor here. He's been in things.
I'm
like,
huge.
Like The Office. You ever see The Office?
The Office.
Good Wife. Late. I recurred on Good Wife. I don't know.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
It's a show starring the uncontroversial Juliana Margulies.
I think he means recurred on.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
I know The Good Wife. That's Christine Baranski. And,
It just means you show up, but in a way that is limited because you...
They don't want to pay you for every episode.
Yeah, you have to get your own hotel and stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
What hotel did you stay at?
I think the Knickerbocker Times Square.
Oh, that's a great one.
That place is haunted for sure.
Can I ask you something? How come are you interested in ghosts, by the way? I'm sorry. You
very
just said,
interested.
Oh, okay. We'll talk about that later, but go ahead.
Well, I just was curious. It's like, did you ever have a permanent tenure as a teacher? Or were you always subbing?
No, I like to sub. It keeps my schedule free so that I can take care of my hobbies.
What are your hobbies? Something ghost related, I would imagine.
Something ghost related. I like to read about ghosts, track them down if I can. I collect fire.
Wait. You collect fire?
Sure.
What does that mean?
Well, I tend to fire. I'm part of a group of people who collects and tends to famous fires. We keep them going.
Famous fires like the Griffith Park fire?
Yeah, I've not seen that one myself.
I mean, they want to put fires out usually.
Right, but there
are... Or what about the one the Statue of Liberty is holding?
Well, that's bronze or something, or gold.
Oh,
I don't think it's
a real
gold.
Fire?
Did it melt down the Statue of Liberty?
I think
gold?
If it was gold, we'd see a movie about that by now, yeah. For sure.
This is not a bad idea for a film. Yeah. Do you write films?
I don't, but I will, if you want me to. I can write anything.
Really?
Sure. That's part of my job as a sub. I can go into any situation and take care of anything.
What if I were to say, fade in?
Ooh. Now I'm ready for... Okay, fade in. The Statue of Liberty's empty torch. Does that draw your attention?
Yeah,
in?
Yeah, it actually does. Interior empty torch.
And you're like, oh, I guess I wonder how this happened.
Yeah.
That's what the Statue of Liberty would say. I bet you're wondering how this happened.
Okay, I'm going to need you to write 99% of this, and I'm going to take a little bit, like half the credit.
Okay.
Right?
You just write your name on the cover sheet. We'll be good
to go. You
know
what a cover sheet is? Great.
Yeah, sure. Okay. They use those for reports.
Oh, okay. Wonderful. Yeah. So have you ever caught a ghost?
No, you can't catch a ghost.
Well, then why are you chasing them then?
Well, to look at them.
Oh, okay. They should have ghost zoos where you can just go, like, you don't have to chase them. They're just all there.
It's like bird watching. Yeah. You're not catching the birds. You're just like, you see that one, you check it off your list.
Right. I've been to a ghost zoo, actually.
Have you really?
My grandmother lives in a home. And when I walk through,
that's just an old, that's an old age home.
No.
Have you been calling it a ghost zoo to the people there?
I've been saying, hello. I've been saying,
hello, pre-ghosts.
Tits in your ghost zoo.
You say tits in your goats, ghosts?
Now, not goats stew. Not. That's something different. Goat stew is delicious, but ghost zoo is where my grandma lives.
What about goatsy?
Goatsy. Mm-hmm.
I think it's an assistant.
Somebody that I used to know.
Great name. That's a ghost. Someone you used to know.
Yeah, that is true.
That's so true.
How many ghosts have you seen then?
I've seen upwards of two ghosts.
Okay, two. And who have you ever seen a famous ghost?
Not that I'm aware of.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I don't know.
Not famous for being a ghost, but just like
not someone... the ghost of a famous person. But I don't know how fame works once someone's dead.
What like about if Casper? I can... Casper's of a famous ghost.
Casper's the most famous ghost.
Yes.
I can't think of a more famous. Maybe the cast of ghosts. They're all kind of famous.
Oh, like Patrick Swayze.
Patrick Swayze is a pretty famous ghost.
Hmm. Is that CBS show Ghosts about Patrick Swayze?
I think it's about Rose McIver.
That was it's a sequel to it, right? Where they went in and they pitched it and they were like, you liked Ghost. And they drew an S at
like
the end.
Alien
like,
and
what
aliens?
About ghosts? Yeah.
Yeah. So who were the two that you saw?
I saw the ghost of my father.
Oh.
And then I saw the ghost of, what's the name of that guy? William Howard Taft.
Oh, the president? William Howard Taft?
Yes, that's right.
Oh, well, why did you see him? I mean. Did he have...
You can't ask someone why they saw a ghost.
I guess, yeah, you're right. But did he have unfinished business on this earth?
Well, I was at a convention. I was looking at... somebody had a piece of the Triangle Shirtwaist fire.
Is a fire convention, not a ghost convention.
I was at a fire convention.
Wait, this is all of your loves converging.
This is what got me into ghost looking. I was at this convention looking at the fire, and someone's like, you want to see something cool?
That's what Scott said to me when I first came in. You want to see something cool?
In that room over there for an indeterminate amount of time?
Oh, the restroom?
Can I ask you, if like Margo wanted to get in touch with her husband, LaBoob, LaTits.
That's right. Big LaTits.
Big LaTits.
Big little tits.
My late husband. Bathtub got him.
Oh, same as William Howard Taft.
Really?
Died in a bathtub.
Officer, he didn't go all the way down. He was.
He couldn't get down.
He was too big, and the bathtub cracked around him.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
What's his femoral artery?
What's the name of a baby that grows too big? An overdeveloped baby.
Yeah.
I don't. That's not my area of specialty.
It's a different species.
Well, maybe you crossed it over in learning about it. Like,
I guess Butterball. I don't know if I had to guess.
Okay. Mm.
So if she wants to contact him, like, what's the first step if you're chasing a ghost?
Well, the first step, when you're chasing a ghost, you want to start where they died.
Okay. That's easy.
Bathtub.
Right. Okay. And then you do concentric circles out.
Well, the bathtub's up against a wall.
Okay. Well, I mean, you can go outside. Ghosts can travel, right?
Okay. Yeah, they can go through walls, yeah, but humans can't.
So. Right. They have to be attached to something when they die for them to be a ghost. So William Howard Taft was attached to his bathtub. That's when I looked to the side. That guy's like, you want to see something cool? I looked over and it was a bathtub.
Oh, so he had brought the bathtub with him?
It was William Howard Taft in the bathtub.
Wow.
He was like, you want to see something cool? It's me.
Taft-tub.
Yeah.
Interesting. So was he showing, was this like cordoned off so no one else at this convention could see it? Or could anyone just turn their head and
well,
look at this?
I say convention. This is people we're meeting up in. Places that are sort of secret. We're not really allowed to carry these fires around.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, if you were to go to the San Diego Convention Center and light a bunch of fires, that would be...
We don't light fires. We keep them lit.
You just keep them going.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, I've seen the Chicago fire.
So the Chicago fire is still going? The one that old cow started?
Yeah. Sometimes at the conventions, they get out or we let them out. You know that fire that shut down the 10 freeway?
Yeah.
That was the Chicago fire.
That was the... Oh, really?
Wow. Yeah.
So it just traveled over.
That's right.
Amazing. Wow.
I've had teachers who at times have been mean to me, and I guess I've had a hard time like relating to their side of it. But you probably, in the lounge, talk to the other teachers. Like, can you... For example, okay, right? I have a piano teacher who told me that I would always be sloppy.
In terms of your piano playing or in terms of your general appearance and your sort of work ethos?
It was kind of, she ascribed sloppiness to my piano playing and extrapolated to all the things you just said. Okay. You're going to be sloppy. You're a sloppy person. You'll always be sloppy.
Hmm.
Okay. Why do you think she said that?
Well, now, I don't know how to teach anybody anything.
Oh.
Okay? I manage classroom behavior. I make sure that everyone who's in the classroom when that starts is there at the end of class and nobody gets hurt along the way.
Oh, I see. So you don't, I mean, what does Mrs. Maxey even teach? Do you know the subject?
Let's see.
Don't start taking attendance again.
Yeah.
But also, can we talk about attendance? Because there was quite a few missing kids in your class.
Yeah. Well,
you didn't seem to give a care about.
Is there a Vladislava?
Where are all these kids?
All these kids are at school right now.
I guess.
Oh, and you're here.
If there is a Vladislava, Nadoski, Napisa, Zadania. That's a message I'm supposed to give to Vladislav.
Really? Now you're giving messages?
Yeah. Nadaskia.
Who's that from?
Napisa Nazadania from Ms. Maxey.
Oh, okay. Yeah. No, I mean, Ms. Maxey, I think she was taking an hour off to come do this podcast.
Oh.
And was going to tell us about her area of expertise, whatever she teaches the kids.
I gotcha. Because I'm supposed to be in history.
Okay, so she's history. So she was going to teach us about history.
Well, she's got English history. I found she did leave me some lesson plans here.
Yeah. Is there anything about English history? Well,
thank you for taking out your computer, Scott.
This is what I record the show on. Is there anything about history you can teach us? Because I feel like this is a waste of a segment.
Oh, sorry about that. Leah, let me just dig right in. You're supposed to be doing, today we're going to work on ancient China Ed puzzle. Do you guys know that? Are you familiar with an Ed puzzle? How to do an Ed puzzle?
No.
No.
If you take out your, if everyone has out their computers like Scott, you can look it up on Schoology.
Schoology, is that
a
website?
We're going to dig into the ancient China interactive Silk Road map. That's on Google Slides. Do you guys have that?
I found something for Ed got erectile dysfunction and Silk Road map. I got something on 4chan for Silk Road Underground.
Okay, so just start clicking on that.
Okay.
We'll see what that comes.
And I don't like you clicking on
when Margot finds it, she's going to let the rest of you know. She'll share that to everybody else.
Yeah, I don't know. I have, right now I'm on... I think Michael Barbaro sexy pose. Does that have anything to do with your lesson plan? Or
is he? I mean, is that in ancient China? You need to do this Kahoot on ancient China, and this is a graded assignment. It's really important that I remind you guys this is a graded assignment, and you're not going to get points unless you complete the entire assignment.
So you don't know anything about any subject matter.
I know how to get onto Schoology, and I know how to find the folders, and I can't look at it, though. So I can get you guys to the assignment, and you guys can work on them, but I can't answer any questions about it.
Okay, so this is a waste.
Well, maybe we can teach you something. Do you know how to tell the difference between what could be a raisin or what could be a raisin kid?
Well, I mean, the only way that I can think of is to hold them underwater.
That's one way. Here's another that I haven't shared yet.
Oh.
Take the raisin, hold it at hip height, drop it on the ground. If it bounces a little bit in any direction, that's a kid you had. If it falls flat, you've killed it now.
Okay, that seems like a real liability in terms of the test.
It's a last resort.
This is like a drowning the witch kind of situation where, you know.
No. It's not like
it's
that.
It's not at all?
No, it's different.
Well, I'm not certified
with me right now.
I'm not certified for early childhood. You know, I do K through 12. That's it.
Okay.
So I don't deal with raising kids.
Well, then between the two of us, we've got all our bases covered.
Okay.
Because I've never even, you know, I've never seen a raising kid become a raising adult. And if I do, I will call you.
Holy moly. So they all pass away?
Well, they're just they're at large, even though they're so small, which is ironic.
It's very ironic.
You can also sing to a raisin, and if it falls asleep, that's a raisin.
How do we know it's asleep? I mean, or if it's an inanimate raisin.
You can look so close for the rise and fall of the chest.
Okay, I don't know.
Oh, where's the chest on a raisin?
Okay, pervert. Back off. Just because I'm Margot Tits doesn't mean I can locate the chest on everything.
Well, I apologize.
Which, by the way, if you ever see a woman's nipples through a shirt, it's not nipples. It's two raisins and they're puppeteering her body like Ratatouille.
What?
Are you sure?
I'm not shitting you.
I think I've seen some like Sports Illustrated swimsuit editions.
Those girls are in trouble.
Oh no.
They bought a box of Raisin Brands. Raisin got loose in the house, got into the bikini, and now is kind of controlling the body.
Oh, like they probably didn't even want to be in that photo shoot. They might have been
of course they exploit women. Why would they want to be in a photo shoot?
So these are like misogynist little raisins.
Well, they do it to men too. Have you ever seen a man in like a golfing shirt?
Sure. All constantly.
A couple raisins on the chest.
And they're piloting them like two pilots in Pacific Rim.
That's exactly right.
All right.
Why are they so bad, these raisin babies?
They're diabolical, I told you.
But what happened?
Yeah, is it nature? Why? Is it nurture?
I think it's a bit of both, because when they were in the hospital incubator, they had training from Professor X, who's not related to the X-Men trilogy.
Not the X-Men, not the Patrick Stewart character.
No, he's just a regular bald man in a wheelchair, and he was teaching the raisins how to get strong to go out in the world. But their training was interrupted by me, who took them to the Kellogg's factory, and then they were introduced to the world before their training was finished, so now they have power, but they don't have responsibility.
I see. So he's training them. You don't know. You're just a field trip person.
You're just a field trip person.
Hey, I relate to that.
Yeah, right?
Okay,
yeah.
So you guys are very similar.
We are.
You have a lot in common.
We do.
And I have to say, I am married. So I don't know if this thing that we have, obviously we have something
it was
very
too good
combustible.
To be true. You want me to hop off your lap?
Yeah. Okay. Could you? Do you mind?
Hey, do you mind if I hop on yours?
Whoa, okay.
Okay.
That's fine. Zach, thanks for not flirting with anybody.
Oh, I've been flirting. I've been flirting.
Oh, that's flirting to you?
Yeah, I just don't. I'm not that great at it.
Yeah, huh?
Oh, sorry.
I have a hard time.
You're doing great, pal.
But I think honestly, are you with anyone?
No, I keep myself free from my hobbies.
You do? Okay.
No wives or dead wives, anything like that?
No, I have a trail of failed girlfriends.
Oh, they failed
me.
They failed you.
They failed me. That's
sad.
Right. Well, I have high standards.
Well, you know, it seems like we have two available single people who are, you know, very available and looking for love, perhaps. And
certainly.
So if you want to go on a second date, we'll pay for it.
You will?
Sure.
Where will you send us?
Wherever you want in the world.
Where would you like to go?
Maybe the Statue of Liberty's torch?
Yeah,
how
let's go
romantic.
Check that out. We can write that off as well as a business expense because we're going to make oodles off of this screenplay.
I mean, if I'm paying for it, I don't know if you're going to write it off as a business expense, but whatever you
need
to do.
Well, I'll double dip if I can.
Oh, sure.
Do you feel like that's a key feature of your date planning is tax savings and stuff?
Quite a bit. A bit. Because they're not thinking that way. My dates, my failed girlfriends, I'm always finding out they are not considering the financial repercussions of our dates.
And do you feel like the same thing with like where you have to keep fires alive in a literal way, like that's your sole responsibility with your partners?
Well, I think what?
Like, you know how you have to keep fires alive?
That is, by the way, the perfect Comedy Bang Bang answer.
I think, what?
that you know, says it all. I think.
Zach, I think there's something about your conversational skills. Do you mind if I ask you a question?
Please.
How do you stay so impossibly unflirtable?
I just want to be really clear. I'm trying to flirt right now.
Right.
I just don't know what
but
the
no,
signifiers
it's just not,
are.
It's not even possible
no,
to do it
No, it
with
feels
you.
As if you've got an iron wall, the Great Wall of China, not to bring it back to the Silk Road, but
Silk
around
Road.
Your sort of chemistry.
Yeah.
You're an impenetrable wall.
It's like, you know how people just ooze, you know, chemistry or machismo?
Yeah,
like
sure.
That.
Like,
it's like a reverse ooze. Is there a word for a reverse ooze?
Yeah,
it's
you
like
don't
your
have
ankles.
Machismo. You have nacho chismo.
Okay. So will you guys teach me? Because I really would like to be better at this. And I have nacho chismo and I just, it's.
Well, it's easy to flirt with. First, you got to start an argument.
Of course.
Okay.
You got to pretend you hate each other. You've seen the beginning of a rom-com.
Sure.
Yeah. Oh, new guy at the office. He's a real prick.
Yeah.
I hate him until the day I drop my papers and he helps me pick him up. But I'm embarrassed that he helped me. We touched fingertips.
Nice.
Yeah. But have you ever done anything like that? Like dropped anything?
I've dropped things before, but it's never been the source of a budding romance. But I've
Can I ask you something? Are you dropping things when you're alone? Because that could be the problem.
Mostly it's when I'm by myself.
So try to do it around someone.
Okay.
My advice is need help.
Yeah.
Need help.
Be somewhere where the person you want to flirt with can see you and be in need of help.
Yeah. Like oh, I can pick up those papers for you. Or, oh, I can change that tire for you. Like, constantly be in a state of duress.
Well, I spent a whole New Year's Eve walking around in the bitter cold with no coat and only a tuxedo jacket crying. And, like, no one flirted with me.
This is prime flirt. Yeah. I don't know. I think the problem is you. Because I see that happening, I'm in there. I'm flirting.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I don't know. I don't know what it is about you.
I remember reading as like someone said Marilyn Monroe, you wanted to protect her, but you also wanted to
fuck her.
Yes.
Yeah.
That I believe was
And you
the
also
quote.
Wanted to watch her movies.
Boobies.
Sorry, I meant boobies.
Yeah.
Okay, guys, look, we can talk about this all day. But we are running out of time. We really only have time for one final feature on the show. And, of course, that final feature is a little something we call plugs.
Open up the butt plug bag.
Okay, very abrupt ending. That was Open Up the Butt Plug Bag by Molly Bang. Thank you to Molly Bang, a very spacey, ethereal entrant here in our plugs themes. But thank you to Molly Bang. If you have a plugs theme, head over to cbbworld.com/plugs and submit it along with your remixes of our Closing Up the Plug Bag theme. And what are we plugging? Obviously, Zach, In the Know, out now on Peacock.
I promise.
Yeah. If can I ask, if people go on Peacock and it's not up there, are you willing to
personally apologize and do something?
Yeah, go to their houses.
Yeah, I'll do whatever you need.
Yeah, whatever would satisfy the situation. You'll correct the situation, yeah. Whatever it is. Okay, great. Anything else going on? Are you in anything coming up aside from that, or should we just focus on this?
No, focus relently and exclusively on that, please. Yeah.
Great. And people should not watch the holdovers.
I really, if nothing else, I don't, to be totally frank, I don't care if you watch In the Know, but if you watch the holdovers, may bad fortune hound you till the end of your days.
Great. Okay, perfect. Okay. Margo Tits, what do you want to plug?
Now, I wish I could go back in time and plug that damn bathtub drain and save my husband.
Boy.
But unfortunately, I can't.
That life has no rewind button.
No,
unless you're in
doesn't.
Click or something.
Oh, kiss you like the movie, Scott.
Click?
What?
You like the movie?
You just said kiss me, Scott.
No, what? I didn't. I'm not flirting with Scott anymore.
Okay.
I'd like to plug, I'm doing a show at the Largo on February 23rd with the Raisin Kids.
Oh, really? They'll all be there?
We're in an improv group called Dinosaur. It's me and a couple Raisin Kids.
Oh, how cool.
And then last but not least, certainly do not fucking watch the holdovers.
Yeah, whatever you do, don't watch the holdovers. And Mr. G, Mr. Goo, what are we plugging?
Oh, well, you know, if you're going on to Peacock, you can check out AP Bio, which was canceled a few years ago, but it's got a whole bunch of people pretending to be teachers, much like myself, and that's a lot of fun. You can check that out. And there's a podcast called Those Who Ant, which I don't have anything to do with, but it's a very funny podcast.
Those Who Ant.
Those Who Ant.
Like the movie Ants?
No, like the
which is, of course, B movie.
Your parents' sisters.
Oh, those who like aunt.
Correct.
It would, but it's less funny if you say those who aunt.
Well, right? It's most funny if you listen.
Right. Oh, okay. So people should listen to it instead of just saying it.
Correct.
Okay, great. I want to plug. Look, obviously, I want to plug CBB World. Head over there for the past episodes of this show, all the archives, ad free episodes of this show, as well as new material. We have my movie show, Scott Hasn't Seen. We have CBB Presents with shows like Hey Randy and Who Me with the Batman. And we have Neighborhood Listen. So many shows over there. So head over to cbbworld.com. But I have a big announcement here, and this is the first time we're announcing it. So this is very exciting. We've been working on it for quite a few months. Coming this February, Comedy Bang Bang action figures. That's right. By FC Toys. 3.75-inch action figures. The first two figures available, Scott Aukerman, that's me, and J.W. Stillwater. That's right. These are the first two that are going to be available. J.W. Stillwater's figure comes with a cloth cape accessory. The figures will be shipping in February, unlikely before Valentine's Day, if you're one of these weirdos who's like trying to get their loved one two action figures of us. They are available worldwide at shop.figurecollections.com with free shipping to a U.S. address, or in Europe with cheaper import fees at actionfigureseller.com. You can pre-order the Scott Aukerman and J.W. Stillwater figures right now at shop.figurecollections.com. Bundle deals are available, and you never know. We're going to be releasing these two at a time. You're going to want to collect them all. We've been planning this out for a while, and we've been designing them. It's a great team over there who are fans of the show, designing all the people that you want. So that's going to be really cool, I think. So, check those out.
Please don't bring those to class.
Yeah, you don't want to get them confiscated, definitely. Would you confiscate them, something like that?
Absolutely. Keep them in your bag, please, with your cologne bottles and your phones.
All right, let's close up the old plug bag.
What is it?
Oh, nice and short. Thank you so much. That was What Is It by William Byrne. Thank you to William Byrne. And hey, guys, I want to thank you so much. Zach, great to have you on the show.
Thank you, Scott.
In the know, continued success to you. I hope to watch those other five episodes whenever I have an appropriate amount of time. I don't want to fast forward through them. I want to watch them like at regular speed.
Whatever speed you want, Scott. It works.
I can do 1.5 speed.
I wish you would.
Everything should be at 1.5. I lead a 1.5 speed life. I think everything should be. Mr. G, Mr. Goo, great having you on the show. Please, can you tell Mrs. Maxey we would rather she just cancel instead of sending a sub? Is that...
I will never meet her.
Yeah, okay.
I get a robocall that tells me where to show up.
Can you leave like a note on her desk or anything like that?
Yes, I got sub notes. I'll do that.
Okay, yeah, that would be great. And then, of course, Margot Tits.
Of course.
Of course.
Tits in your face. Please check your poop for raisins.
Check your raisin bran, of course, for raisins. But
I check your raisin bran for poop, honestly.
Yeah, honestly, like, have you ever been eating raisin bran? And then suddenly there's poop in there?
Suddenly there's poop in there.
This is good stand-up material. Do you want to do a duo act? You hear about this? So apparently I was reheating raisin bran the other day. Okay, that's going to be it. Thank you so much. We'll see you next time. Thanks. Bye.
Who doesn't love a classic chocolate chip cookie? Famous Amos has been making them since the 70s, 1975 to be exact. With semi-sweet chocolate chips and a satisfying crunch, it's everything classic in one bite-sized cookie, and fans couldn't get enough. That's right. You'll find our original recipe, the one you know and love, in every bag of Famous Amos original chocolate chip cookies. Find Famous Amos anywhere you buy your favorite snacks.
Rack your look for spring at Nordstrom Rack and save up to 60% on brands you love. Rag & Bone, Vince, Marc Jacobs, Adidas, Joe's, and more. Great brands, great prices every day at Nordstrom Rack. Score new dresses, denim, sandals, designer bags, and sunglasses, plus updates for the family and home. Get your spring on for less, up to 60% less, today at your Nordstrom Rack store. What will you find?
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.